An end to the pandemic could be in sight. Regulators in the United Kingdom have approved Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine for emergency use, meaning people there could be vaccinated beginning as soon as next week. The UK's health secretary said the first 800,000 doses will go to the elderly and people in nursing homes. Here in the US, an independent panel advising the CDC voted yesterday to prioritize residents of nursing homes and healthcare workers once the vaccines are approved here. Dr. Jose Romero is chair of that panel, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. Doctor, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. A pleasure to be here.
And first of all, before we get to your work, I want to ask you about what's just happened in the United Kingdom and its speedy approval of Pfizer's vaccine. Does that up the pressure on U.S. regulators to greenlight the process here?
No, I don't think so. The FDA has a well-defined process for evaluating vaccines, and they have their advisory group. And the data will be analyzed as appropriate. The advisory group, the group called the VRBPAC, will review the data and then make a recommendation to the director of FDA. So I don't think there will be any pressure on the U.S.
And that could happen in just the next couple of days. Yesterday, your committee recommended putting the country's 21 million healthcare workers first in line for a vaccine. Does that mean just doctors and nurses, or does it also include anyone who works at a hospital or a clinic, people like the front desk staff, the janitors, people who might come into close contact with infected people?
That's right. So let me just clarify one thing, though. It wasn't just the healthcare providers. It's also residents of long-term care facilities that were both recommended for the first tier without preference to either one being first. So to address your question about healthcare providers, it's talking about personnel that will come in contact or could come in contact with COVID individuals. So it's not just the doctors, nurses, or respiratory therapists. It's those individuals that help the institution keep running. So it's housekeeping that has to turn over the room very quickly. It's the persons that have to deliver trays to the patient for food. Those are part of that group. So it's writ large for healthcare personnel.
To your point that this also includes residents of long-term care facilities, there was one vote against these recommendations, and that was from Dr. Helen Talbot, who took issue with the fact that the safety of the vaccine has not been studied among people living in these facilities, these nursing homes. Do you not share Dr. Talbot's concerns, or what do you think about her objection?
I think her objections are based on her analysis of the information that was presented to us. What was shown to us was data that the vaccine seemed to be less reactogenic. That means seemed to have less side effects. And we've only seen limited data about safety. But at least the side effects are less in the elderly. Now, part of also what Dr. Talbot said was that could that really also mean that those older individuals are not going to mount an immune response as robust as would be in a younger individual because they're not showing that reactogenicity. So we don't have that data. I think that overall the vaccine, from the limited data we've seen so far, is safe. We want to see what the Pfizer data actually is and then the analysis of the Pfizer data by the FDA before the ACIP makes a final vote. As you pointed out, this is an interim vote until we know what the data for safety and efficacy is.
You know, there are people who wanted to see teachers at the front of the line so that schools could stay open. Where do they stand in this process?
So we would view those as essential personnel. And so there are three other groups that we will need to determine where they fall in the first tier. So this was tier 1A. The three other groups are essential personnel, and we believe that teachers would fall under that. In that group are also food processing, meat plants, and things like that, postal services. Those individuals that maintain the fabric of our society and keep us going. And then we also have individuals older than 65 years of age and persons with comorbid conditions, conditions that have been associated with adverse outcomes when infected with COVID. So those three groups need to be decided upon where they're going to be in this first group of vaccine recipients.
I see. And can you tell me more about what the timeline would look like for each one of these groups?
We are going to start discussing these issues as early as tomorrow. We have a very heavy schedule ahead of us, at least weekly meetings and emergency meetings coming up over the next few weeks. I think we'll have some decisions in the next 2 or 3 weeks about these additional tiers, but there is significant data that we want to review just as we have to come to the decisions that we did yesterday.
I think it's important for people to know that ultimately it's going to be up to the states and not the CDC to implement these recommendations that you just voted on. But you also happen to be the secretary of the Arkansas Health Department. What's your plan for rolling out the vaccines in your state as soon as they're approved?
So at this point, the plan has not been finalized. As you mentioned, it is up to the governor's discretion to accept any plans that we put before him. We have already designated hospitals that should receive this vaccine. We also have opted into a federal program that allows our nursing home residents and healthcare providers in the nursing home to be vaccinated. We will determine in the next day or two exactly how we will start doing that. But we hope to start vaccinating shortly after we receive vaccine.
Yeah. Have you been in touch with Joe Biden's transition team about any of this?
No, I have not.
Dr. Jose Romero, chair of the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, just voted on who should get the COVID vaccine first once it's approved and ready for distribution. Doctor, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.